Does direct energy weapons have anything to do with California's fires? A direct energy weapon is a ranged weapon that damages its targets with highly focused energy, including laser, microwaves, and particle beams. Potential applications of this technology include weapons that target personnel, missiles, vehicles, and optical devices. In the United States, the Pentagon, DARPA, and the Air Force Research Laboratory, United States Army Armament Research Development and Engineering Center, and the Naval Research Laboratory are researching direct energy weapons and railguns to counter ballistic missiles, hypersonic cruise missiles, and hypersonic glide vehicles. These systems of missile defense are expected to come online no sooner than the mid to late 2020s. But could other countries possess this technology? Could the United States be prone to this technology by other adversaries? Russia, China, India, and the United Kingdom are also developing directed energy weapons. Operational advantages. Directed energy weapons could have several main advantages over conventional weaponry. Number 1. Direct energy weapons can use discreetly. Radiation above and below the visible spectrum is invisible and does not generate sound. Number 2. Light is only very slightly altered by gravity, giving it an almost perfectly flat trajectory. It is also practically immune in anything resembling normal planetary conditions to both windage and Coriolis force. This makes aim much more precise and extends the range to line of sight, limited by only beam diffraction and spread. 3. Lasers travel at light speed and have near infinite range and therefore are suitable for use in space warfare. 4. Laser weapons potentially eliminate many logistical problems in terms of ammunition supply. As long as there is enough energy to power it, the laser ammunition supply is assured. And last, number 5. Depending on several operational factors, directed energy weapons may be cheaper to operate than conventional weapons in certain contexts. Could HAARP be behind the California fires? Located in Gakona, Alaska, United States, HAARP, which stands for High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program. The High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program was initiated as an ionospheric research program jointly funded by U.S. Air Force, the Navy, the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, as known as DARPA. It was designed and built by Bay Advanced Technologies. Its purpose was to analyze the ionosphere and investigate the potential for developing ionospheric enhancement technology for radio communications and surveillance. As a university-owned facility, HAARP is a high-powered, high-frequency transmitter used for the study of ionosphere. But could HAARP be connected to chemtrails and these jets that are leaving chemtrails instead of comtrails? I don't know if you folks ever noticed during the evening when you see the comtrails and then you wake up the next day and the whole skies are cloudy. And if you look close, it almost looks like the reflection of water, how the clouds take shape to the signals and the waves. The HAARP project directs a 3.6 megawatt signal in the 2.8 to 10 megahertz region of the high frequency band into the ionosphere. The signal may be pulsed or continuous. Effects of the transmission and any recovery period can be examined by using associated instrumentation, including VHF and UFH radars, HF receivers, and optical cameras. Now folks, could they be using this facility to target California and direct energy from the skies? I'll be showing some suspicious videos. Could this be the technology that are causing the fires in California? In these videos, it shows everything to buildings to cars, anything synthetic being burned and melted, except for trees and other natural ambient things. And around the times of these California fires, there have been a lot of articles labeled, "Did California fires bring on cluster of mystery rashes? Or could this be because of the high frequency waves or this megawatts of energy that HAARP is sending into the skies, directing it down and hitting human flesh, causing these rashes?" And an article goes to say, "A California community is itching for answers after several neighbors reported getting rashes and what appears to be a bizarre allergic reaction. Many of the incidents happened last weekend in Rancho Cordova at a time when several fires broke out nearby that made many people wonder if the smoke in the air was causing the irritation. Quote, my skin was getting tight and swollen and I was constantly itching my neck. End quote. Jenny Matamoros told CBS Sacramento. The truth is out there. If I've opened your mind, make sure you like, share, and subscribe. This is your boy Bagapan, and remember, this is the real world. Stay strapped.